Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Good sense illustrates. Welcome back. 17th of the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend John Horvat II, the author of Return to Order, How We've Been, Where We've Been, How We Got Here, and Where We Need to Go. And John is a great thinker and a wise man, and we enjoy having him on the show. John, we're talking about 8 things that you recommended that we do to restore the missing human element in the economy. And the next one in your list is being courteous. Who do we be courteous to?
Yeah, I mean, I think we need to especially be courteous to those who don't expect courtesy. You know, people who do repetitive tasks, people in the toll booth, people who are at a parking attendant, that don't expect that kind of treatment. If you just say good morning to them, if you just give them say, how's it going? I think that goes a long way in a relationship that is both the human and business relationship. I think it's a way to connect with people, and we need to do more of that.
One of the things that I do almost as a pastime is call people by their names who are waiting on me. And if I don't know that, if I can't tell what their name is, like they don't have a badge on, I ask them, what's your name? When I talk to someone on the phone, they're helping me like a call center person. I ask them, what's your name? And if you're being waited on, especially at a restaurant, and a young lady is waiting on you, and you ask her her name or you call her by her name, if you want to see someone smile, just do that.
And, that's true.
And it's amazing how everyone likes to hear, we like to hear our name called, don't we?
Oh, yeah. No, we'll pick it out from a crowd. I mean, it's amazing. The ability of the human being to just, that ear just perks right up.
Right. Well, and another one, there's a group of people that the hotel industry calls the invisibles. Mm-hmm. And they're the housekeepers. Mm-hmm. They actually call them the invisibles. And so because they kind of do their work, and unless we walk by them in the hall, we don't even know they're there. But that's another thing I think we can do is stop for a second and just say good morning, how is your day going so far, whatever, or something, just to let that, just to recognize their humanity.
Absolutely, they're not a number. That's the important thing.
And it's amazing how much better it'll make you feel too. I mean, it goes both ways, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, that's a good point. Very good point.
I'm going to tell you a real quick story. So I was doing my little routine with a waiter one time. My wife and I were with another couple. We didn't know them very well at the time, and I said to the guy, what's your name? He said, Chester. I said, hey, Chester, thank you. I appreciate that. And from then on, I called him Chester. Well, the other couple looked at me and she said, we don't usually extend that courtesy to the wait staff. She actually said that
right
out loud.
Yeah, no.
That's sad, isn't it?
It is. I mean, we're all in this together, and we need to, we need to recognize other people.
Exactly. What about personality? How do we display personality? Is that important?
Oh, yeah, no, I really like that. When you meet someone who really likes his job and is happy in his job and just really talks it up, a lot of times, shuttle drivers are really good good at that.
Right.
They just love to talk and just be cheerful and, it's really, if you can do that, if you and your job can have that cheerfulness and courtesy and warmth, it brightens both our days up. The one who's doing it and the one who's hearing it.
Right. When you recognize it, when you see someone trying who has a menial job, especially like a shuttle driver, as you were saying, if you see them trying to put a little bit of energy, a little bit of personality in their job, recognize it and call them out on it.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, exactly that. And they love it. I mean, that's part of the, you know, you see that they take something that people would think would be dull and they make it bright. And, you know, we should encourage that. And it's really, it makes your day, you know, it stands out in your day. I mean, when that happens to me, I write an article about it.
Right. Well, and I've got another little routine that I do that's part of what I was talking about earlier. If someone does a good job, I say that. Good job,
yeah,
Chester.
Yeah. Yeah,
and their face lights up when you do that.
Mm-hmm.
If someone goes above and beyond with me, and I have the, and if I have any time at all, I'll say to them, I say, is your manager here?
Mm.
And they'll say, well, yeah. Of course, they think they're in trouble, right? I said, would you mind getting your manager for me? And they'll go get the manager. The manager come over. And I said, I just want you to know that Nancy here did a really good job today.
That's great. No, that's great.
Take
that's
the time to do that. It's amazing how much that'll help people.
Yeah.
What's next?
Put something beautiful in the business environment. You know, don't a drab business environment. You know, it drags you down. If you have something beautiful there, a piece of art, a flower, something, you know, that'll brighten up the day. I think that's very helps a lot.
I do that every day when I allow my wife to come to work.
Well, that's great.
I'm gonna get big points for that, John. but it's the truth. It's the truth. She makes things beautiful when she shows up. Hey, John, I need your website quickly, please.
www.returntoorder.org.
Returntoorder.org. That's also the title of the book. Check it out, folks. Yeah. Wherever books are sold. John Horvat and I will be right back. More of these. More missing elements. We can put into the marketplace.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.